If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and I'm very glad to be here. It's good to have you on the air with us today. Colleen, how are you doing today?
Doing well, and glad to have you back in the studio with us.
Well, it's good, it's good having you back with us after that long sabbatical. How was your working? It wasn't really a sabbatical. It was a sabbatical plus a working
vacation. It was a working trip. I went down to Florida for a radio conference and learned a lot of different things. So you might not, as a listener, have gotten the message that said that we were postponing the programs for the week. So we apologize for that. But we are back here live in the studio with you. And if you have a question for Steve, you can always do that at 488-5299. 488-5299 gets you into the studio with us. And we're here every Tuesday and Thursday at 12:30. So that's what we're doing. So glad to have you along with us today.
Well, you know, this is interesting. We actually are getting a feed in this room here. Usually we don't get a feed in here, so that's kind of unusual.
It's working today.
Yeah, so that's good. I mean, usually that we don't have a, internet connection, so that's good. So in any event, that it's good having you here today, good being here today. And we actually getting ready to launch off into a kind of a new sort of format, not the same format, it's radio call-in format. If you have any questions or comments or anything that you'd like to talk about as you listen to the program, you can give us a call, and the phone number is 757-488-5299. And we also are being sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group, which is a law firm in the Hampton Roads area. We've been here for about 30 years that we've started as the law office of Steve Taylor, and then the Alliance Legal Group we kind of morphed into. We've been doing that for about 25 years. We've got four offices around Hampton Road. We do a lot of bankruptcy. We do a lot of general practice. You know, we do a little bit of everything as far as helping folks out in their general life sort of issues as they might need an attorney. But today we're going to be jumping. I don't know. It's kind of crazy, you know, that the it just kind of came to me. And so if you're listening on the air today, I've spoken to one or two of you. Some of you aren't aware of the direction that we're going to be going. I wasn't aware of it. That I just knew that there needed to be a little bit of a change, a little bit of a new direction. And the issue's kind of been this, is that, you know, that we want to be relevant to the folks that are listening. And so that, you know, that we believe that we really do help folks as far as, I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do the law practice. And, you know, I got to share this with you. This is so good, you know, that I think this is what did it right here. So I got my workout this morning. I'm on the way home about 7 o'clock in the morning. I give him a plug. It's called One Time Fitness, and you get there 24 hours a day, whatever time you want to go. Just wonderful folks over there at One Time. Your time fitness. And so anyhow, I got my workouts on and I was listening to this broadcast, this YouTube. I hate YouTube, just between you and I, a bunch of liberal crazies, you know, one world Illuminati nuts over there. But I do listen to it because you get some good programs on
it. People still use it
until we use Rumble better or something else. But so I was listening to Tim Tebow. You know, I put on motivational, inspirational, Christian, something like that. And I saw this, and if you haven't watched it, you should go watch it. You know, I want to use it for one of my sermons because it was so good. And you know, there's Tim Tebow, and he's talking to a bunch of Christians, and that and he's talking about success versus significance. And he's saying, listen, you know, I really want you all to be a success, you know, and everybody that's listening, I want you to be a success. I want you to be successful, whether it be in your finances, you know, as far as, you know, getting rid of your debts, and, you know, we want to help you do that, and that we've been doing it for a long time, and we'd love to do that. So that was part of the reason we were doing the program, and that also, you know, we want the country to be successful, you know, because, and so during the elections, we kind of shifted to, you know, talking about the elections and seeing how this country was going the wrong direction. And then, you know, we've kind of shifted back to the bankruptcy thing. And I don't want this to be an infomercial. I just don't want it to be an infomercial. That's not what I want. I'll sponsor whatever program that is on here, but I don't want it to be just about success in the worldly sort of sense. And so he said that I want you all to be a success, but even more important that I want you to be have a significance. And then he goes on and he starts talking about, and I didn't see it, maybe I did, I can't remember, but there was this photographer that went to this African country, you know, a number of years ago, and took this photograph, and it was this emaciated small child that was like wrapped in a ball going from feeding place to feeding place on this African desert, and there was this vulture right behind him. Do you remember seeing that picture?
Mm-mm.
In your brain,
no.
You don't remember.
Okay.
But apparently it was very, very well known. I think I seen it at some point. But there was like this vulture, and the vulture would come closer and closer to this little kid, you know, little black kid that was kind of rolled up in a ball and just, you've seen the kids in Ethiopia and stuff.
Very much, yeah.
And so it was just this child was dying, you know, literally, and just couldn't even have enough strength to get to the next feeding place, and that there was this vulture seeing this, waiting for this child to give up. And, you know, the story goes something to the effect that, you know, that he has to share this because it became very significant, and that he shooed the bird away several times before, you know, that he ended up leaving. And he was told, you know, by the people there that, you know, these kids, these people have tremendous medical issues. Don't touch them. You don't get too near them. You could get really significant diseases. And so he didn't, and that he ended up leaving, and he went back to New York or wherever he went, and he had this picture of this vulture and this kid, and it won him the Pulitzer Prize.
Mm.
And so about a year and a half later, he won the Pulitzer Prize. He had great, great, great success, you know, that's the dream of any, you know, photographer, I suppose. Perfect picture on Time Magazine that wins the Pulitzer Prize. Story goes that 3 months later, he committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it made me think, you know, that you can have all the success in the world. This could be the most successful radio program that you ever had. It got a lot of people to call in and, you know, get bankruptcies, and it would be a success for me. It'd be a success for the company. It'd be a success for the people that had their debts removed, their debts refinanced, whatever, you know, discharged. But the question is, is that if that's why I'm doing this, maybe that's the wrong reason to do it. You know, I want myself personally, as well as for the people that are listening to this, as well as this country, not to have success, but to have significance. And it's always going to be about other people. It's going to be about other people's and a cause greater than ourselves. And so, you know, so that kind of made, I guess that's kind of been just, I said, well, that was really good. You know, Tim Tebow, I appreciate you. And if you want to watch that, it's worth watching. It's about a 5-minute feed, and it's worth watching. It's definitely worth watching. Just seeing the picture, and then Tim does a great job as far as explaining it, probably a lot better than I did. And that you know, as I was thinking about why we need to do something different, the Great American Comeback. That's what this program is going to be about, the Great American Comeback. Now, you know, I've spoken to a couple of people, and, you know, I agree. I spoke to one of my pastor friends. He said, Steve, you know, haven't you read the book of Jeremiah? Haven't you seen what's happening? That's what happens to America when you disregard God, when you turn your back on God. And I agree with him. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we're in a very desperate period of time. I think we're in a terrible period of time. Do I think there's going to be a comeback? I don't know. You know, that I don't know when, you know, I don't know. Listen, I know how it ends. There's going to be this seven-year period of time that's going to be introduced by an antichrist, and that there's going to be a time of tribulation that starts at 3.5 years that is going to be unparalleled in time, and as if there never was. Whether we're there, I don't know. But that I do know this, that as a man thinks in his mind, so he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that everything that you see in this studio right here, we were talking about this at the church last week, whether it be this microphone, whether it be that picture over there, anything that is in your home that you're looking at or in your car, it was initiated by a thought.
Right.
You know, and so that and this isn't name it, claim it, or, you know, but what it is that we need to there's a battle for our minds. Mm-hmm. And that that I want this program. Now, listen, my heart's desire is that America would make a comeback. I don't know whether it'll make a comeback. My heart's desire is that individuals out there listening on the radio would be successful and would have a comeback. But that the issue is not that you would just have a comeback so that you can make some more money and that you can do some more stuff and that you can have a bigger car or a bigger house or whatever. You know, that I was speaking to a gentleman this morning that we were doing his will. And, you know, the issue is I don't know whether he's saved. You know, you always ask a person whether or not if they died today, whether they'd go to heaven. I do anyhow. That part of my being significant is every one of my conversations. We'll start with prayer and we'll finish with the key question. If you died today, would you go to heaven? Mm-hmm. That's part of who I am as far as significance about other people, about really, you know, that when I go to heaven, I fear God a whole lot more than I fear a man or that person that's going to get upset that I'm going to ask him that question.
Right.
So it's a normal thing. It's part of my lifestyle. It's who I am. It's what I do. It's how I roll. It's what I'm going to do with that person that I don't know. And then I'm going to share the gospel with them. If they give me a works answer, if they give me an answer less than I'm thinking that maybe this person isn't saved, I'm going to share with them Jesus.
Yeah,
I don't care what that, and that's, you know, that's just, you know, I'm never going to say, but there will come a day that every word and every deed will come under review mm-hmm. by God. And so, you know, so the bottom line, I guess what I want this program to be is to be a program of significance, a program of significance for individuals and a program of significant for this country. I don't know whether or not you're going to make a comeback. I don't know whether or not this country's going to make a comeback. But I do know this, is Isaiah preached repentance until the day that they were taken away.
You got to do what you can with the time that you have.
And you need to tell people that if we're going to have, the only way this comeback's going to work is by taking a stand, changing what's going on, and going a different direction. You know, we can't say, you know, America's greatest country that ever existed, and it's not. I mean, there's problems. I mean, that we've forgotten God. Mm-hmm. You know, that and that individual talking to whoever I'm speaking out there, that there's things in our lives that we need to change. And one, the very first thing, whether it be, listen, I could get rid of, through a bankruptcy, all your debts. Lots of times, the reason, let me just tell you that bankruptcy is awesome, because lots of times God allows debts to come in a person's life so that they can say, hey, listen, something's wrong here. Mm-hmm. You know, so just taking away the pain doesn't fix anything unless the thing that caused the pain gets resolved. So the Great American Comeback, that's the name of the program today. We welcome your call. That phone number is 757-488-5299. That's 488-5299. Please call and just share your thoughts about the direction we're going to go as we start forming this thought stream. There'll be some different plugs and promos on it as we go during the weeks ahead. I did look online. There's already the greatamericancomeback.com, so I don't want to infringe on any copyright things.
Somebody beat you to it, right?
Yeah, so that we don't know exactly if, I think it's going to be called that, but I don't think it's a problem just doing a radio show saying the Great American Comeback. I think that should be fine, but we'll figure out. But it's going to be about, it's going to be a theme. It's going to be a theme for the listening audience as well as myself that, you know, as a man thinks in his mind, so is, we're not giving up, we're not backing down, and it's not like, you know, we're just going to think it positive and so everything's going to be good, but that there are things that each person can do and there's things this country can do so that we have the best opportunity to come back. You know, I was thinking in my brain, I was seeing all those, you know, don't you love, there's something hardwired inside us that when we see that race with the guy that is, you know, that he falls down in the beginning. You've seen these videos.
We always like the underdog.
The guy falls down in the beginning of the race and he gets back up. Mm-hmm. And he's running and he's running and he's running. And everybody else thinks they've won. But here he comes, here he comes, here he comes. Or sometimes, you know, the race is like, you know, the guy's running real hard and he gets down to that. Remember that Olympic thing? And just in that last lap, he like blows out his Achilles tendon or his some sort of major tendon. And he's like one half a lap away. Mm-hmm. And he starts getting up. And people say he can't get up. He's blown his some tendon out. And then you see the dad coming from the...
Oh, I love that, yeah.
Remember the dad coming from the the crowd? And they get through it. And
so... That's what you started. I mean, there's a lot of analogies
that's
there.
Success and that's significance. You know, what we want to do is we want to start inspiring people to recognize there's a difference between success and significance, whether it be individually or whether it be as a nation. And so, you know, that whether America's best days are behind her or not, I don't know. Probably so, but maybe not. You know, who knows? You know, and so that what we're supposed to do is we're supposed to change. We're supposed to examine our behavior. We're supposed to figure out what's right and wrong, then take a stand for what's right, and then move forward and let the chips fall where they may. And that if we can help others, that's going to be where we're going to find our significance. You know, and so that, you know, so that's, again, that the, I have no idea where we're at time-wise, but if you'd like to call in, please do, 488-5299. Again, this program is sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group. We're a law firm in the Hampton Roads area. We're the number one filer of bankruptcies, Chapter 7s anyhow, during the pandemic by a long shot. And so that the, I think we can say that fairly safely and that maybe not... total bankruptcies, because there's 13s, there's 7s, there's other type of bankruptcies, but we do a whole bunch of those too. But that the if you want somebody that loves the Lord and that recognizes that without Him, that none of us could do anything nor make it to heaven, then come see us, because that's really what we're about. We're a Christ-centered law practice emphasizing and relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients, community, and others. So, you know, this is really about, you know, trying to be significant, you know, that we can't take nothing with us.
Right.
So if we can do a few things right for the Lord and for other people, then that'd be great. And so if you'd like to call in, then do call in again, 488-5299. If you want to speak to me directly on our website about this or anything else, that you can go to the Alliance Legal Group, which is at the www.debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com, and they got a little chat box assistance, and that the they'll set you up an appointment with me, a phone call directly with me if I'm available. And if I can't speak to you, or if the issue is one that basically another attorney can handle, we'll give you a free consultation on whatever that issue is to see if we can help you. And that's really what we're here for. That's really what we're about. We got some great attorneys. We got some great staff. You know, I think of some of the attorneys right now that I'm just so blessed to be able to work with them. That they're not only very bright individuals, but caring folks that really want to see good things happen to the people that they're helping. So anyhow, the Great American Comeback, that's what we're going to be talking about. What's your thoughts, Colleen?
I was going to say, I can relate that to the radio station. And obviously, as I mentioned at the top of the show, I came back from a radio conference. So there's always things to learn and inspiration. And it is important there. We are in Christian radio. We want to do the best. We want to be successful at it. We want to be able to pay our bills and grow and do those kind of things. But just a reminder that we're pouring into people every day. Mm-hmm. With ministry, who are serving, and that, like you mentioned, significance is a great word there, that we want to be more than just
successful,
good work, more than just successful, more than just quality programming. We want it to be significant and make a difference in people's lives.
Yeah.
for the kingdom, for Christ, for what they're doing in their everyday life, so that they'll go be prepared to share it with other people and just pass it on. Like you said, we don't know how much more time that we have. We don't know who we'll meet on a regular basis. So just share where you can.
You know, I'm also a pastor. Pastor Don and myself are pastors of the Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk. You might have heard pastor, chaplain, PhD Don Mills on this program before, that he's a wonderful Christian and one of my brothers in Christ that work alongside us in the law practice not as an attorney, but as a chaplain for our office, and as a co-pastor with me at Trinity Christian Church. And I don't know why I brought him up, but we had a message last Sunday, and that it was on, you know, fighting that good fight of faith, you know, Ephesians chapter 6, you know, wearing the whole armor of God. And, you know, one thing that really it kind of struck me, well, a lot of things struck me on that, but that one thing in specific was, you know, having your feet, you know, that it's always kind of an unusual thing, you know, the feet shod with the gospel. I think it's shod is the word, is what it says, you know, but wearing the gospel of peace, you know, and what did that mean exactly, this and that and the other. And, you know, it really seemed to me that, you know, as part of that warfare, you know, part of the, as you're going out to war, you got to stand, you got to make sure you don't take no, you know, back up, you don't have the, and that was the big message. But, you know, you had all your weaponry, the shield of faith, the, you know, which was above all, and this and that and the other. But that the sword of, the sword was the spirit of truth, I think is the, but the shod with the gospel of peace. And what does that mean? And, you know, it really came out to me that, you know, everywhere you go, everywhere you walk, everywhere you travel, everything that you do, doesn't mean that you're talking about Jesus, like, you know, in the every place you go. Doesn't mean that when you're shod with the gospel of peace, but everything should motivate your life, should be about the gospel of peace. You know, it really should be, your life should be clothed with and walking out this gospel requirement. Mm-hmm. You know, it should be all about who we are. And if it's not about that, then you should be changing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, and you can do it in your workplace. You can do it at your home. You can do it wherever you're at. But your primary motivational factor should be, how am I going to fulfill the Great Commission? How am I going to do the things? The Great Commission is exactly that, a commission that the Lord Jesus has given us to go out to all parts of the world, whether it be your neighborhood, inside your family, in the shopping center, wherever. And it doesn't mean that you have to hand tracts out everywhere you go. But the underlying purpose of when you're going out should be that your feet are shod with the gospel of peace, that it's about, I'm going out today for the Lord. And so that really just reminded me. And you know, we get caught up in doing so much stuff that, you know, and you got, you know, listen, you're at work, you got to make money, you got to serve people, you got to do this and that and the other. But that it should be shod with the gospel of peace. It should be clothed with and walking out your, God's put you there in that place at this time for a special reason, and it should be walking out your Christian life in that area, wherever that's at. And part of that isn't just being a good person. Right. You can't be a good person and not share Jesus. I mean, people say, well, I'm not an evangelist, I don't have that gifting. Well, you don't need to be, but your life needs to reflect what you believe. You know, that the that what you believe will dictate what you do.
Another thing I'm reminded of, too, is just how people in this season of life that we've come through are just hurting, and they need people. And who better than people of God to share, you know? And like you said, it does, every conversation, every interaction does not have to be, you know, beating someone over the head with a Bible or that kind of thing, but just being real with people and, you know, sharing with them. And I think sometimes the joy or happiness or, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. will come off of you, and that's people right. will be like, okay, well, how are you able to get through? And then you're opens up the conversation to talk about, you know, why you believe the way you do.
You know, as a Christian, in explaining in the last week and a half, I've had several conversations where you're trying to explain what being a Christian really is, having this possession, you know, thing happen to you that basically you have this guy that's not going to leave you and he talks to you all the time and tells you what to do. You know, and that's what happens. And you say, well, how do you know you're saved? Because this guy I wake up with every morning, he tells me that don't do this, do this. Why don't you do this, Steve?
That'll
freak
some people out a little bit.
Yeah. And so that, you know, and so that when you end up in that conversation, it's like Brother Lawrence said, you know, practice the presence of God. You know, you're talking to them, but God's whispering in your ear. Why don't you say this, Steve? Why don't you tell them how good I am? Why don't you ask him what's going on with them? You know, why don't you, you know, he will instruct you on that conversation if you just listen. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that's what it is. Just stop, look, and listen, and then he will tell you, you know, how to get into that conversation, Jesus. You know, I've seen it a million times. Just stop, care a little bit about what the other person's saying. Yeah. Listen to what he's saying, because God's going to say, Steve, shut up and listen to that person for 2 seconds.
Right.
You know, he's trying to tell you something that I'm working on him with. And he'll give you an opening every time. We're about done. I guess you give me the 2-minute warning. Touch base with us at the Alliance Legal Group at www.debtfreeva.com. You're also going to see some TV commercials coming up. It's just going to have scripture on them. We're just going to have scripture on them. I don't know exactly how that's going to work, but it's just going to be scripture. Our company's name. And, you know, it's going to freak a lot of advertisers out because they don't really like just having Jesus in it. Mm-hmm. It's not going to just be debt stuff. It's going to be, you know, I saw a billboard the other day. I said, I like that. Just something Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to put that out there. And so we're going to try to be more significant. Maybe less successful. I don't know. But that, you know, that Jesus measures success like this. Mm-hmm. Not how much your bottom line is, but how obedient you were. And I think that's how we're going to be significant and be successful is just, you know, so the Great American Comeback. We look forward to every Tuesday and Thursday that hopefully we'll see you next, what is today? Today is Tuesday. Next Thursday at 12:30, we'll have some topics for you that Pastor Don was going to be on here today with critical race theory. I think he's going to probably show up on Thursday and talk a little bit about what critical race theory is and how that what that means and, you know, the overtones of what that is. And a lot of people say, what's critical race theory? We're going to tell you on Thursday.
Good,
so,
sounds good.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. All right, well, God bless you. May the Lord just guide you this week. And until then, we'll see you on Thursday. God bless.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.